It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A number of school districts are still waiting on federal aid that was delayed because of the government shutdown, with some districts potentially going into debt to make payroll.
The federal Department of Education distributes funding through a program called Impact Aid. That money reimburses school districts for lost property tax revenue if they have non-taxable land in their districts, things like federal land or tribal land.
20 districts here in Wisconsin receive this funding. Some of them get millions of dollars annually because they serve large areas of tribal land.
Impact aid was expected to arrive in mid-October, but the federal government shutdown put those payments on pause. And even in years without a shutdown, the timing of this funding can be unpredictable.
The district served more than 20,000 children in the state, according to estimates from Governor Evers. Evers called for the funds to be released earlier this month.
We'll hear now from two districts that rely on that funding. Beth Papp is district administrator for the school district of Bayfield, and Josh Ernst is superintendent of the Lac du Flambeau School District and is the Wisconsin chair for the National Association of Federally Impacted Schools. I talked to them earlier this week. Josh, can you start us off by telling us about the intent of this Impact Aid program? What is it supposed to be doing for schools? What kind of schools tend to be eligible for this?
So it's all school districts that are on non-taxable land. So your Indian reservations and then also your military bases. It's money that can be used for your general operating budget. So it really is money that keeps your doors open, your heat running, kind of your basic budget spending.
I want to get a sense of the geography for both of your districts. Beth, can you talk about the service area in Bayfield and what kind of land is making you eligible for this impact aid?
Sure. Our district is unique in that we have mainland and island land that is part of our district. What Impact Aid is and how it's connected with us is that a large portion of our district is part of the Red Cliff Reservation. And that is non-taxable land, which falls under the auspices of the whole intention of Impact Aid.
And Beth, Josh mentioned that, you know, this is general purpose funding, a lot of it. What do you rely on this Impact Aid funding for in Bayfield?
It's a large umbrella. Part of the beauty of Impact Aid dollars for public schools is that we are committed to using those dollars to assist in the education of our Native American students. And so I'm echoing what Josh shared, that these funds are used to help with programming, with utilities, with supplies, maintenance, you name it, we're able to access and use at our discretion those Impact Aid dollars.
And Josh, tell us a little bit about the Lac du Flambeau School District and how Impact Aid fits in there.
Yeah, so we have about 500 students. So I think we're at 515 students, and we're 99% Native population on the Lac du Flambeau Reservation. So for us, like Impact Aid dollars is really our lifeline. It's almost 40% of our overall budget. So if we weren't to have Impact Aid, if we, for some reason we didn't get it, I mean, our doors would be closing, within the year. It's a large percentage of our budget. And, you know, we lobby to legislators every year. It is a bipartisan issue. So it's should be on both sides of the political aisle, should be supporting, you know, the funding. But unfortunately, I don't believe Impact Aid has been 100% funded since like 1960, I think the late 60s, early 70s. So it really it started in 1969, and it's never been fully funded. So we always lobby to have it fully funded. So again, it's not only like keeping our doors open. I mean, it's 40% of our budget. You're talking about instructional materials, salaries, transportation, technology, heating. You know, all of that. So it really is keeping our building open.
Well, never fully funded, but now we've got the shutdown and shakeups at the Federal Department of Education. I understand Impact Aid funding was supposed to arrive, Beth, in the middle of October. As of now, when we're talking, I think it still hasn't. What has been the timeline of you finding out that, hey, this money that you'd been, I assume, budgeting and expecting wasn't showing up, at least not on schedule?
It's been a frustrating wait and see process where, given the shutdown, it has thrown a monkey wrench in how we're moving forward with budget allocation for this fiscal year, for sure. We aren't receiving any inside scoop information from Impact Aid funding sources. So that's been frustrating for us. You know, we're hearing information about the same as the general public is getting news blasts out from Washington as well. We always yearly put in for that early allocation of funds, which typically comes around the middle of October. And here we are nearly to December, and we don't have any new information beyond what the general public is receiving.
And Josh, we're having the same issue here. Some of our reporters are trying to track this and running into similar results, not getting a lot of information. You, Josh, are Wisconsin chair for the National Association of Federally Impacted Schools. Is this across the board? Nobody knows exactly what's going on with this Impact Aid funding right now?
Yeah, nobody knows when the installments are coming. I echo that, you know, that we do. You typically get our first installment in October. There's typically three installments. But I don't see it that different than in years past, because we don't ever really know, you know, when we're going to get our impact money or how much money we're going to get or how many installments we're going to get. You know, last year, there wasn't a shutdown, obviously, and I don't think we received our first installment until December. So one positive thing that I can, like I see from all of this, is I feel like it's bringing more awareness to Impact Aid. And it's challenging to budget a district when you don't know when your installments are coming. You don't know how much money you're going to receive. I mean, you can do your best guess. I mean, that's every year that we're dealing with this.
So wait, I want to make this clear. So I'm a school district administrator. I'm opening up the doors in the fall. I don't know when and how much money is going to be coming for the program for this school year I'm opening up the doors for right now?
Yeah, each year that's what all districts that receive Impact Aid deal with on an annual basis. You know, so it is really challenging to, you know, build your budget based off of, you know, your best guess, 3-year average, 5-year average, whatever you choose to do internally. But we don't know how much money we're going to get until we receive it, and then we don't know when it's coming. Like, it typically does come in October, but not every year. It doesn't come every year in October. Like I said, last year, I think we received it in December. One year we got it in 2 installments. Another year we got it in 5 installments. But the hope is that it's 3 installments and it starts in October.
I got to ask Beth, how do you manage that? You have real bills, right? Heating bills and salaries to pay. And I guess hypothetical money to pay with it. How do you juggle that? How do you manage that uncertainty, even in a normal non-shutdown year?
Carefully. It is certainly a frustrating reality, and I wish that we had greater capacity to be able to bring awareness to how difficult it is for districts that do rely on Impact Aid, that have the privilege, I would say, of receiving Impact Aid, because that means that we get to engage with and work with the students and families who live on those non-tax lands. As Josh mentioned, in our case, it's tribal land or military base type land. It's difficult for budgeting. I'm not going to say that it's easy. And we really have to have flexibility. And even in the past years, we have, while we wait for our other property tax dollars to come in, we have suspended any spending of you know, teacher supplies. Maybe field trips are put on hold. So we really do have to impact education of our children as we wait for these funds to come in. And I'll second what Josh said too, which is, we don't have a calendar and know when the funds will arrive. and it has yet to be 100% of what we should be receiving.
We are talking to two school district administrators, Beth Papp from the Bayfield School District, Josh Ernst from the Lac-des-Flambeaux School District, talking about federal impact aid for schools in Wisconsin and elsewhere in the country that have a lot of non-taxable, non-property taxable, often federal or tribal land. Delays apparently every year or many years in the funding, and a lot of uncertainty this year after the shutdown and changes in the Federal Education Department. Josh, this year is unusual, again, with the shutdown, and then the Trump administration has been working closer and closer to major shakeups, closing down divisions in the Department of Education, relocating, they say, some of their efforts to the Department of Labor and elsewhere. Are you concerned that this will turn from a conversation about when this impact aid funding shows up this year to if this impact aid funding shows up this year?
I'm hopeful that that won't be a conversation. I mean, I'm confident that we'll receive the money. The districts that receive impact aid dollars need in the impact that those monies to, you know, keep the doors open. So I don't see it. Nothing's been communicated at the national level that this money isn't going to come. I kind of see it as more of a positive because I think it's brought a lot more awareness to impact aid. It's a bipartisan issue. At least it should be a bipartisan issue. And the big thing for me is, you know, like I said earlier, it's never been 100% fully funded. And if we bring more awareness to it and we do get full funding, there are many school districts that I have to believe, have to short term borrow every year just to make it through the school year. You know, we're lucky enough where we don't have to do that. But if we were 100% fully funded, we would Lac-des-Flambeaux School District would receive an additional $2 million, which that's a lot of money. In a school district of 500, we could do some pretty neat things with that. And that'd have a lot of positive impacts on our students in this school district.
Beth, theoretically, as money could show up, you know, as we're talking, or it could drag on for weeks or even months. When is a point where you start to say, okay, with this money not showing up, not yet, we have to, cut services, make significant changes in some way, reach out to, lenders or something like that? When is a decision time when this money doesn't show up?
We're already preparing for a greater delay. I do feel confident that the funds will arrive. So we already have in place short-term borrowing in the wings if we do need to pivot to that. The last thing I want to do is mid-school year start to lay off staff and really look at cutting our expenses in that severe way, because that would have a profound effect on our students and their learning this academic year.
Josh, both with the Lac-des-Flambeaux School District and the other district you work with the organization, is there a concern that if this drags on too long that they might have to do or consider doing what Beth just said, possibly laying off staff mid-school year?
We are not considering that at Lac-des-Flambeaux. I mean, we would have to potentially pull from our fund balance. We have some fund balance money that we would pull from. And like I said, I am confident that we will end up receiving the money. It just might take a little longer than in years past. But we've not had any conversation of layoffs or cuts or cutting to programs or services or anything like that. Like I said, we're confident that the money is going to come, and we're set up this year to make it through the year. If the money doesn't come till the very end, we just have to pull from the fund balance. We wouldn't do any short-term borrowing this year. If it were long-term after this year, then there would be that potential of short-term borrowing for next year, having that plan, have a plan in place for, making sure that everything is budgeted and paid for through that process.
Josh, I got to say, when we called the two of you up, I was thinking this is a story about the shutdown, which it partly is, and the Department of Education overhaul, which it partly is. But from what you said, the funding levels you've mentioned a couple times, but also just it seems like clarity and transparency here is a chronic problem going back through multiple presidential administrations. What would you want to see from whatever federal department ends up managing this when it comes to communication and reliability of this program for schools like yours?
Yeah, like I said, I think it, you know, just the awareness of it. You know, it's it the how we've been receiving money, I don't feel like is you know, or the, how we've been receiving the impact aid money has any reflection on, you know, the current administration or past administrations. It's always it's we've received it the same way. It's been very inconsistent. And like I said, I hope this has, I mean, this I've received more calls and requests to have interviews because of, you know, my role as the state representative for NAFIS with impact aid dollars. So it's I feel like it's generated a lot of concern, but also interest, and we've been able to educate more people on what impact aid, you know, money is, why it impacts our school, how it impacts our school, how it's directly impacting our kids, why impact aid allows us to keep our doors open and our school functioning. You know, I have a personal interest. I have two kids of my own that are in this school at Lac La Flambeau School District that, you know, would be impacted if something were to happen. And like I said, I'm confident nothing at the national level has been communicated to us that money, the money's going away. It was just the communication has been there's going to be a stall or a pause in, you know, how and when that money's coming.
Beth, I got to ask, you know, I know that a school district administrator has a lot to juggle. What would it mean to you if there was a system that said, hey, on August 15th, you're going to know how much money you're getting, and on October 13th, you're going to get the first installment of that money? Anything that would have that be reliable and that you can, you know, bank on coming into a school year. What kind of peace of mind would that be for you?
Well, obviously, it'd be wonderful. That's typically the standard operating procedure that we're able to build our budgets around for other state and federal funding sources. In addition to bringing awareness to impact aid in general, I think one message that would be of great benefit, loud and clear, is that everybody sending word to at the federal level saying, "Hey, let's do better. Let's do better at creating a timeline. Let's do better, first of all, at funding impact aid at 100%." It's disappointing that year after year, the federal government is not prioritizing this funding at that capacity. We're talking about children. We're talking about the education of our children, and to wring our hands while we wait, not only for when it arrives, but then how much. It's telling our children that, sorry, you're not worth all of the funds that you should receive. And that's a difficult message. And it's certainly not a way we want to set our children up for success as they're making their way through our K-12 system here in Wisconsin.
We'll leave it there. Beth, thanks for joining us today.
Miigwech, thank you.
And Josh, thanks for being with us.
Appreciate it. Thank you for taking the time to interview.
Beth Papp is district administrator for the school district of Bayfield, and Josh Ernst is superintendent of the Lac La Flambeau School District and is the Wisconsin chair for the National Association of Federally Impacted Schools.